Hey, everyone. I'm so excited to share our podcast has been nominated in Boise Weekly's annual Best of Boise contest. And while it's an honor to be nominated, I have to admit, it would be even more fun to win. If we've helped you connect to the city you love, go to the link in the show notes to vote for us by May 23rd. Thanks, Boise. Just in time for Cinco de Mayo, producers Evelyn Avitia and Frankie Barnhill are resharing our guide to the best icy cocktails in the Treasure Valley. Whether you're looking to enjoy a unique twist on the original or for the best local classic, today on CityCast Boise, we've got you covered. It's Thursday, May 2nd. I'm Lindsay Van Allen, and this is what Boise's talking about.
Okay, so I know that you are a big margarita girl, which is why you're our expert guest for this episode. Mm-hmm. What do you look for in a margarita? What makes a good marg?
Yeah, I think margaritas are all about the experience, whether you're feeling sad or you're feeling happy. I think that a good margarita will always take you on an adventure. Me personally, I enjoy a citrusy, sweet type of margarita. So I'll always gravitate towards, of course, a classic. You can never go wrong with that. But if I want to add flavors like a prickly pear or huckleberry, pomegranate, those are the type of flavors that I like to go for.
Kind of girly, very, very sweet and nice. I like that. Are you into, I know, you know, so many people get into like the specific palette and flavors that come through, like with tequila being the main ingredient in most margaritas. Some people use mezcals.
Right.
Do you get into that? Like the kind of like nuances of this tequila is like this versus that, or the colors being slightly different and the smokiness of this mezcal versus that one. Are you into that, or is it more like the final product, the cocktail as it comes to you and the ambiance of the bar, who you're with and all of that?
I think I want to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Margaritas are no longer about getting drunk. I actually want to sit there and enjoy the flavors and the art behind creating these like craft cocktail margaritas. The whole vibe is more important to me, of having this like just enjoying the atmosphere and being there with your drink.
Yeah, I like the way you described it as like a journey, too. You would have a margarita any day, or do you kind of save them for special occasions or certain moods?
No, I'm going to have a margarita always. Any day, if I could have one every day, I would.
Okay, which begs the question. I mean, man, margarita hangovers can be brutal. And I know we're trying to talk a little bit more like we're not just here to get drunk, although maybe we'll have a couple of suggestions maybe later on if you're just out to have some fun and party a little bit and let loose. Any tips? Because like it's like that sugar combined with tequila. Oh, man, it can be tough.
Oh, my God. So a few months ago, I decided to invite a few friends over. We hadn't seen each other in a while. And I was like, let's make margaritas, get together, have a little day drink. Tell me why this margarita party started at 4 p.m. and ended at 1 a.m.
Oh, my God.
And of course, hangover. I woke up so hungover.
Ugh.
Horrible, horrible. But my go-to tips are just like eating and drinking water. Like make sure you are drinking lots of water, staying hydrated. But in the morning, if you wake up horrible, a McDonald's Sprite. I'm telling you, McDonald's Sprite and a hash brown, that's my cure.
Oh my God. Okay, I was going to say a Coke and hash brown, but same vibes. Yeah, because the sneaky thing about it being so delicious is you just drink and drink and drink and don't realize like, oh man, I have not had enough water for all the alcohol I just consumed.
It's a dangerous game for sure, because you're like, oh, my margarita's so good. It's not even that strong. Like, let's take some shots. No, don't do that.
Okay, that's helpful. And you're still young, so if you're having hangovers with margaritas, that says something, because man, I can tell you, mid to late 30s is a different game. So, well, let's get into some go-to spots. Who has the most underrated margarita? Let's start with that.
Okay. I personally think that Bardonnay has the most underrated margarita. They have a good selection for drinks there.
Okay.
And I love their little menu. And so I tried their prickly pear margarita. It's so, so good.
Tell me, what goes into a prickly pear margarita? What makes it different from the classic lime margarita?
So it looks like they're adding prickly pear syrup, which, what is in this prickly pear syrup? I have no idea. Lime juice, triple sec, sweet and sour mix, and your tequila. And then, of course, your salt rim with your lime.
That's an underrated spot for a marg. You wouldn't expect it. Because, I mean, yeah, you kind of think, well, like, let's go to a Mexican restaurant and have, like, an incredible margarita. But, like, Bardnay is on the Bass Block.
Right. And you can have, like, your nice dinner with it. And you can enjoy your little margarita on the side. We were surprised. I went with a group of friends and we're like, let's try this. And we're like, oh, my God, this is actually so good. It's pink. It's cute. Has this little salt rim. Love it.
Okay, if you are looking for a good buzz, though, and if you want to kick off your night and you are looking to loosen up a little bit with some pacing, where are you going?
So my friend and I, we decided to have a little dinner movie date night. And so we went to the Village and we're like, okay, let's have dinner at the Matador.
Okay.
And so we order our margarita and then some dinner. We're walking to the movie theater and we look at each other and we're like, are you feeling what I'm feeling? Because I'm feeling a little buzzy right now.
A little loose, yeah.
And I have to say that the Matador margaritas are so strong. They're so delicious. They're so good. They also have a variety of flavors to choose from. But man, those are so strong. I definitely would go to the Matador to have a nice pregame if you're looking for a good buzz, good margarita that will leave you feeling warm.
Yeah. And there's, of course, there's the Village Matador, and then there's the downtown one on 8th Street,
right.
Which their happy hour is pretty good, 4 to 6 p.m. and then 10 to close every day. So keep that in mind. You have a friend who's visiting town. Mm-hmm. You want to show off Boise, grab a drink, good drink. Where are you going for Boise-specific vibes?
Okay. So to give that Boise aesthetic, I think I'm going to the Hap Hap Lounge. The new lounge going up to the rooftop.
Yep, above Treefort Music Hall.
Yeah, showing off that Boise vibes. I will say, will you have the most amazing margarita? I don't think so.
Okay.
But it's all about the aesthetic. It's all about getting a vibe. I had a Paloma there, which is probably a good cousin.
Yeah.
But going back to just feeling the Boise vibes, I think that the Hap Hap Lounge really does have that energy. And if we were at dinner, I think that we would go to Code Hima because it's right on Main Street. We can start hopping the bars from dinner. And I had like some sort of pineapple margarita vibe there. It was so, so good.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Yeah, Koa de Yima. Yeah, their food's so good. And I completely agree with that one. And yeah, I think maybe something for you to try is that actual marg from Hap Hap. But it's good to know that there's options at so many of these different places, including ones that you wouldn't necessarily expect would have a margarita on their menu. So, okay, what about if you're really on a budget, low-priced, affordable margs? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Okay, I have to admit, when it comes to a margarita, I'm just going to swipe my card. I'm not looking at the price. I'm hoping for the best. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So truthfully, I actually don't know what an affordable marg would look like, but I would assume.
Sounds like a headache is what it sounds like to be honest.
I would assume you're at like some dive bar and you're getting like a $5, $3 marg.
Well, liquor and it's just like syrup.
What do you think Albertsons? Do you think Albertsons would have an affordable margarita at their bar?
Oh, wow. I don't know. Because do they have a full liquor license? I guess is my question.
Yes.
They do?
Yes. So I asked around. I asked my friends and I was like, where do you guys like to get your margaritas? And Sinai, who we've had on the podcast before, she suggested Albertsons. She said that their jalapeno marg at the Talon Taps inside Albertsons is the bomb. She said it's super, super good.
Wow. I would not expect that. That is such a good recommendation from her. Okay. Okay. So let's get this scenario. You're meeting a date for a drink. So date night margs, you know, your go-to drink, but you want to find a good date night spot specifically. So where do you go?
Ooh. Okay. I just recently did go on a little group date, and we were in downtown Nampa, and there was this brand new bar, little lounge that opened, and it's called the Sick Stag.
What?
Yeah, okay. The Sick Stag.
Okay.
So you walk in, you go down a flight of stairs, and it is a tiny little space, but you have no idea where you're at. It's like you're in a completely different world. This is going to sound scary, but there's like deer heads. And
I mean, I suppose with the name, I should have expected that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not like in a yee-yee type of way. It's like a, ooh, this is kind of cool, like enchanted forest type of way. And immediately, once you go down the stairs, you're going to see a gorgeous bar with stools to sit down. And on the side, there are different booths. And they're like inside, they're like holes in the wall. And they're like decorated so nicely. It's crazy.
Is it kind of like a speakeasy vibe? Like, does it feel like kind of secret, or is it just
kind of? It's like you're kind of going underground and you're finding this whole different vibe, this whole different world. I had no idea that I was in Nampa. I was like, I'm in Nampa right now. I feel like I'm in downtown Boise.
That is so cool. Okay, nice. A Nampa option's always good to have. Yeah.
Totally. And so we sit down looking at the menu. I see a chili passion margarita. Ooh. I was like, oh my God, this looks so good. It had tequila, passion fruit, lime, and fire water. I loved it. It was the whole mood of like, it's intimate, it's moody in here. Yeah. I think that would be the perfect date night spot.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Any place else or any other spot you want to share?
Oh, I think Amano.
I was going to say, we got to talk Amano. Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a margarita or any of that similar drinks at Amano?
Yes, I've definitely had, and I can't remember all the names of them, but I've definitely had like their Paloma, and it was fabulous. And definitely, okay, there was one that had tahine on the rim. So instead of a normal salt rim, it was the tahine.
Yes.
It was incredible.
Is that the one with the sucker?
Yes. And it has the sucker in it. And that was just so fun. And I feel like that was a margarita, but maybe I'm wrong. But I mean, I'm sure it was either tequila or mezcal that was in that one. And I like the smokier flavors. So I do kind of gravitate toward mezcal based ones. Or like I said, ones that are just like really strong in the citrus and like tart. And then if it has a little spice, like anything that has some jalapeno in it. So
I actually do not like spicy margs.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of, so you're just like, give me the sweet. This
I'm a
is what
sweet,
I need.
Citrusy girl for sure. But I think maybe it's because I eat so much spicy food that I'm like, why would I want a spicy drink to go with this?
Yeah. This is my way to like cut it a little bit. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So we have lots of good recommendations. What's the number one though? Like if you were to crown one margarita, who wins it?
So we're staying in Caldwell, of course.
Love
the
it.
Best margarita is going to Casa Añejo. Casa Añejo fills every single one of these spots. It's a date night spot. You're taking your friend and you're showing them around town. It's underrated. It's affordable. Like these are the best margaritas ever.
This is new to me. I've never been here. So
yes.
But yeah, I'm clearly have already underrated it. So tell me more. Where is it and what's the vibe?
So right down the road from our very beloved Amano is Casa Añejo. They've been open for about 2 years now.
Okay.
And they have a really, really good selection of margaritas. My favorite is the cactus flower. It has Blanco tequila, lime juice, and cactus flower, of course.
Pretty.
And it's a whole presentation. It is like your classic margarita cups, your salt rim, sugar rim, whatever it is, flowers, some sprays in there. I feel like they make their margaritas with lots of love and excitement.
Yeah,
pretty affordable, I would say. $12 for the margarita. Not bad. Your classic one, $10.
That's good.
My second favorite one is probably the coconut one. So it's like a coconut tequila, lime juice, your margarita mix, cream of coconut, and coconut flakes that they
shave on top or something. Yeah.
They like burn them.
Oh.
Crisp them. I don't really know the proper term, but it is a whole presentation. And they have a really good happy hour.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, kind of that toasty, coconutty.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. This sounds fabulous and definitely someplace
it's
I need
so
to check
cute.
Out sometime.
The aesthetic in there is gorgeous. Little tequila signs and neon lights. I think that is my go-to spot for margaritas. I am constantly taking a different friend every time I go there.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm walking in there like, oh, she's
you're
another
back?
Person, a different person. Like,
who are they with now? Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that boy that's just constantly taking different girls on the same date every
same
yep, that's me. I'm always there.
Oh, it's so fitting that your very, very, very favorite is in Caldwell, too. So, yay for the 2C. Gotta have that.
And then, of course, if you're really on a budget, Applebee's or Chili's.
I was going to say, are we going to get there? Are we going to get to the Dollaritas?
The Dollaritas were scary. They were scary.
Yeah.
I don't know about how they did that. And they were not good. They were a dollar for a reason.
Yeah.
Do not recommend.
No. So many better choices that we've already talked about. So, well, this is fabulous. Thank you so much for doing the hard work of going to try all of these delicious margaritas for us to report back. And yeah, hopefully we'll get to cheers over a margarita sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers.
That's all for today here on CityCast Boise. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a review so other people can find us. We'll be back tomorrow morning with our Friday news roundup. Catch you then.